kicking off, I've got a story about how scientists in the States have come up with a solar-powered medical steriliser. Now, this is Naomi Hallas, who's a researcher at Rice University, and it's published this week in the journal PNAS. And what this group have done is to develop a device which can produce steam at 140 degrees C from even water which is sitting on ice. And they're doing it using nanoparticles. So they have a small flask and they add a few million of these gold nano shells. Down a microscope, they look like tiny dots. They're effectively little particles of gold, which are about 1/5000th of a millimetre across each. And they have the ability to absorb a very broad range of light wavelengths. And when they absorb that light, turn it into heat. This has the effect of making the particle very hot, and this heats up the water immediately around the particle, turning it into a tiny bubble of steam. This means that you then insulate the particle from the rest of the water around it, so that the steam can then become very, very hot, because the particle continues to absorb energy. You then get a bubble, so it pulls the particle to the surface of the flask, and the steam comes out. And that steam is at up to 140 degrees. And you can then direct that jet of steam onto, say, a sterilisation box where you can put medical instruments or contaminated things that you want to sterilise. And it works. They have actually tried it on something called Geobacillus thermophilus, which is a test organism. It's a bacterium that you put into autoclaves to demonstrate that they're working properly. And in tests, they found it could deactivate this bacterium completely in just a few minutes. And the point is that this uses nothing more than the sun. It's very cheap. You could deploy it in the middle of the outback. So remote places with no electricity can now sterilise medical instruments using this device.
So how fast is it?
It took 5 minutes in their device, which is doing it under pressure, or 31 minutes in the device where they're just directing the steam flow, because it's not under pressure at a slightly lower temperature. What was cool was the water flask they were doing it on could even be on a bath of ice, and you've got 140 degrees steam coming out of this.
And is it useful that steam is so hot at 140 degrees? Is that killing more pathogens than steam at 100 degrees C would?
That's right, but also you're packing much more energy, because as soon as the very hot steam hits the thing, it heats it up, but then it condenses, and as it condenses back into a liquid, you release a bigger burst of energy, which imparts a bigger thump to the organism, and that deactivates it. So there are some organisms that live around hydrothermal vents and can survive things at hundreds of degrees, more than 100 degrees. Plus, you've got some proteins and other chemicals that are stable at very high temperatures. If you get the energy right up to 140 degrees, this is judged to be sterilising, not just cleansing, but actually sterilising and deactivating temperatures.
Thanks, Chris.